他说那时有我一个弟兄，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
Verse 2 says, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that have survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
那给我们看到说他是非常主动的来关心他们。
We can see that how Nehemiah is really take the initiative to care about his people.
那圣经告诉我们，其实尼希米本身也是一位被掳的犹太人。
So from the Bible, we learn that Nehemiah was also one of the people who were who had been exiled.
然后圣经也告诉我们，这个时候他在苏珊的王宫里面做酒政。
And from the verse 11, we learn that Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king in the city of Susa.
那苏珊呢，是在当时波斯这个大国四大城之一。
Susa was one of the four biggest cities in Persia.
当时有波斯、波利，还有巴比伦，另外呢，巴塔那，以后呢，就是苏珊这四个主要的城市。
Another three big cities are Persia, Bili, Babylon, and Ecbatana.
那给我们看到说，苏珊是在波斯湾以北大概127英里的地方。
Susa was located 127 miles north of Persian Gulf.
那圣经给我们看到说，当尼希米写这封信的时候，写作这个记载的时候，他说是亚大谢西王20年。基斯流业就相等于是主前446年的左右。
And we also from verse 1 we learn that the time that the book was written and it was about more than 40 years before Christ.
这样你就可以想象一下，这个时候尼希米本身是生在异国。
So we can learn that Nehemiah was in not in his home country.
他是在这个做一个高官的一个职位。
But he had this really good position.
然后呢，圣经就告诉我们，他主动的来关心。
And yet he takes an initiative to care.
他关心什么呢？首先，他关心犹太人。
First, he cared about his own people.
那当你看到圣经这里讲犹大的时候，其实或者犹大人，在其实是指到犹大国的人，叫做犹大人。
So we can see that here, it refers to his people as the people in Judah.
这样后来呢，这个犹大人呢，给我们看到来到新约的时候，变成犹太国。以后我们就称犹大人做犹太人。
Later on in the New Testament, we refer to these people as Jews.
所以以后下去我们就叫做犹太人。
Today we can be consistent and just refer to them as Jews.
所以圣经给我们看到尼希米他首先所关心的就是这些犹太人的情况。
So we can see that Nehemiah really cares about how the Jews were doing back then.
因为这些犹太人，他们首先是被掳了到巴比伦去，跟他一样。
Because they survived the exile, just like Nehemiah.
所以他很关心那些被掳剩下逃脱的犹太人。
So he really cares about those who survived the exile and are back.
这样那些人其实就回到耶路撒冷。
And they came back to Jerusalem.
所以他很关心这些人回到耶路撒冷之后情况怎么样。
So Nehemiah cares about how these people are doing when they are back in their home country.
他除了关心人以外，他也关心事情，就是关心耶路撒冷这个城市。
Nehemiah also cares about Jerusalem.
所以圣经就给我们看到说，尼希米他最关心的是人。
So from the Bible, we learn that Nehemiah really cares about his people.
然后才关心事。
And then he also cares about the city.
我不知道你是关心事多一点呢，还是关心人多一点。
So which part do you care more, the people or the things around us?
那有一些人呢是很这个 people oriented， 就是很多时候是关心人为主的。
Many of us care more about the people. They are people oriented.
好像我的师母就是其中一个这样的人。
Such as my wife.
她要去超市买东西。
When she's going to the supermarket.
哇，有时候遇到很多人啊，很多教会的弟兄姐妹。
And if she meets a lot of people from our church.
啊，然后跟他们一谈，谈了很长时间。
And she'll spend a lot of time talking to people from our church.
那以后就忘记自己要买什么了。
And then she forgot what to get from the supermarket.
我呢，其实是以事为主的人。
But I'm the other type of people.
我一去到超市，一冲就是去买那一件东西。
When I enter the supermarket, I just walk toward the thing that I need to buy.
就是买那一样东西。
And probably just that item.
什么东西大减价我都没有看见。
I don't care about other things, even though they were on sale.
然后买了我就走。
And then I left the grocery store.
啊，有时候看到人的时候打一下招呼，嗨，你好，我就去买了。
I just say hi to people and then I left.
其实这个很不好。
Actually, it's not very good to do that.
所以我也在学习。
So I'm also learning.
所以呢，尼西米非常好，他很平衡，他不但关心人，他也关心事。
So we can see Nehemiah has this balance of caring both people and the things.
他为什么会关心耶路撒冷呢？
Why does he care about Jerusalem?
因为他知道耶路撒冷是神的圣城。
Because he knows that Jerusalem is the holy city of God.
正如很多弟兄姐妹很关心教会。
Just like how many of us really care about our church.
因为我们知道这个教会这个圣殿是神自己的心意。
Because we know that the temple, which is the church we are in, is the will from God.
那因此呢，我们就看到说，当他这样主动的去关心，而不是他们来问他的。
So we can see that Nehemiah actively care about the people and the city.
所以他们就回答尼希米，在第三节。
So Hanani and other men from Judah answered.
他们就对他说：“那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。”
Their answer was in verse 3, which says, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gate have been burned with fire."
他关心耶路撒冷居住的回去的这些人。
He cares about the people who are back in the province.
所以就发现到这些人遭大难，受凌辱。
And Nehemiah learned that these people were in great trouble and disgrace.
他关心耶路撒冷城这个地方怎么样了。
He also cares about the city.
他们回答他说，耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
But he learns that the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire.
如果你知道，其实当犹太人他们被掳去巴比伦70年之后，归回耶路撒冷。
So that time was when the Jewish people were exiled and then came back to the province, and that was 7 years later.
他们回去耶路撒冷的时候呢，分成三批的人。
And they went back in three groups.
第一批呢，就是所罗巴伯所带领的。
And the first group was led by Zerubbabel.
第二批呢，就是由这个以斯拉所带领的。
And second group people was led by Ezra.
然后第三批呢，就是由尼希米所带领。
And the third group was led by Nehemiah.
其实，在前两批回国的时候，他们已经把圣殿把它盖起来。
So when the first two groups went back, they already rebuilt the temple.
但是你不要忘记，光有圣殿没有城墙是不安全的。
But they didn't have They haven't rebuilt the wall to protect the temple.
在当时，他们很看重要把这个城墙围起来啊，来保护耶路撒冷城。
They really wanted to build a wall to protect the city and the people.
但是万万没想到，他们盖到一半的时候，却遭受到许多的这个的阻力。
But when they were trying to do that, there were many forces that prevent them from finishing.
后来，这个亚大谢西王就下令停止啊，继续的建造城墙。
And the king at that time asked them to stop building the wall.
这样，他们把这个工作一搁就搁了14-15 years.
And the construction was delayed for 14-15 years.
所以，给我们看到尼希米所知道的时候，这时候城墙。已经被拆毁，被火焚烧。
So when Nehemiah learned about the situation, the wall was already burned down.
我不知道我们来到美国，我们的心是否会挂住我们的祖国。
As we are here, do we care about our own country? Do we miss our own country?
你还会关心你？以前乡村的人现在怎么样了
？Do you still care about the people from your area？
你以前所居住的城市现在情况如何了
？Do you still think about how the city you come from is doing right now？
尼希米他在苏珊城的皇宫里面。
Nehemiah was in the citadel of Susa, and he was working closely with the king.
可以说他不但是高枕无忧啊，但是更是看到说他所吃的都是山珍海味。
And he's having this really great position and a really great life.
因为他是酒镇。
Because he was a cupbearer.
酒镇是什么呢？酒镇就是帮助保护国王在他的饮食上面啊，这个有一个特别的一个的在那边来控制的。
So what the cupbearer does was to try the wine and the food before the king actually eats it. And
所以在王没有用之前，他都先要来尝试，先要用这些的食物。
Before the king eats and drinks, the cupbearer is supposed to try the food and the drinks first.
我不知道你有没有想象过，这个世界上最有钱的人比尔盖茨，如果请你做他的酒镇。
Imagine how Bill Gates asked you to be his cupbearer.
哎呀，他还没有吃之前，你先吃哦。
So you would try everything before he eats or drink.
你觉得怎么样？你们好像不太喜欢这个工作啊。呀，这个是非常宝贵的。
This is a really great position.
而且要做这个职位，必须要受到这个王绝对的信靠、信任。
The king has to really trust this person to take him as a cupbearer.
不但如此，他也做了很长的一段时间呐。
And he has been in this position for many years.
那像这样的一位人，圣经告诉我们，他竟然他的心挂念着祖国，他的心怀念着他的同胞。
So as this person in this position, he still cares about his people and his country.
所以圣经告诉我们，当他听到耶路撒冷的光景，他听到那一些归回的犹太人受大难、遭凌辱的时候，他怎么反应呢？
When Nehemiah heard that his people were in great trouble and disgrace,
第四节。
Verse 4 tells us how he reacted.
他说：“我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。”
When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before God of heaven.
你可以想象吗
？Let's imagine that.
我不知道在当中有没有从北京来的，有吗？有的举手一下。啊，或者你有到过北京的也举手一下。哎呀，到过北京的就多了。好了，那当你听到北京的雾霾很严重的时候，你怎么回应啊
So when you learn the news about the air pollution in Beijing, for those who've been there or who are from there, how do you feel?
可能你的回应是感谢主，我不在北京。
Maybe you think, oh, thank God, I'm not there.
我现在是长期住在北京。
Now I'm staying in the city.
有人看到我们来北京的时候，他觉得很好奇。
So people there are really curious and they wonder why I was there.
人家就怕雾霾，就逃开北京，你却偏偏来北京。
Many people try to leave the city because of the pollution, but you come here.
甚至最近美国驻北京的大使馆的大使辞职，要回来Washington, 主要的原因说他身体不好。
And there's a U.S. embassy in China, and the leader in it resigned because he's in a bad health condition.
我想我们听到这些情况，雾霾啊，我们都知道，但是我们反应不会像尼西米这么激烈。
We all know about the air pollution in Beijing, but we don't react as what Nehemiah does.
尼西米他这三个的反应是叫我们很深思的。
And Nehemiah has his three actions as.
第一个，他坐下哭泣。
First, he sat down and wept.
他这个动作呢，就是一个举哀的一个动作。
This means that he's really, really sad.
然后第二个呢，他悲哀几日。
Then he did it for some days.
一般上，他这个举哀的动作呢，就是给我们看到说，是他家里的至亲的人丧失的时候，才有这样的悲哀几日的表现。
When people sat down and wept for some days, it means that they must lost their close families and friends.
然后呢，他禁食祈祷。
And then he mourned and fasted and prayed.
表示说他看到这个事情的迫切，他祈求神来帮助，到一个地步呢，他甚至不愿意领受任何的食物。
Meaning that he's really wanting God's help and he refused to eat anything.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，的确北京的雾霾是有人说严重到一个地步呢，实际上不适合居住的。
So the air pollution in Beijing doesn't make it a city for people to live in.
但是我们听到这个消息，请问有多少个人会坐下哭泣啊？
But when we heard about this, how many of us would sat down and wept?
悲哀几日，根本找不到。
And even for some days.
禁食祷告，哎呀，这个我看更少了。
And I think any of us would mourn and fast and pray.
那你就发现到呢，尼西米对他的同胞那一种的情怀。
So from here we can see how Nehemiah really cares about his own people.
真的是给我们一个很大的一个提醒。
And this serves as a reminder for us.
他知道这种情况的发生，他自己不能够掌控。
Nehemiah knows that he cannot control what has already happened.
他知道这样的情形，他真的是束手无策。
And he couldn't do much to help his people.
所以他唯一的相信就是求告这位神。
So he asked God for help.
他怎么说呢？
And what does he say?
接下来他祷告说：“耶和华天上的神。”大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守夜施慈爱。
Nehemiah says in his prayer, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
首先，他知道这位神是守约的神。
First, Nehemiah knows that our God keeps his covenant.
而这位神呢，不但守约，他更是施慈爱的神。
And also our God love, those who love him.
而且给我们看到他看到这样的一个情形，当有人来跟他呼求的时候，他会回到他的约那边来施行他的慈爱。
So when God hears someone is asking him for help, he'll just go out and help them.
所以给我们看到，他不但认识这位神是守约施慈爱，他更是认识到这位神是天上的神。
And Nehemiah also knows that our God is the God of heaven.
当时所有的神都是地上的神。
And back then, other gods that people worship or were from.
波斯、埃及所相信的都是地上的神。
People back then believed in other gods that are from.
但是尼希米所相信的却是天上的神。
But what Nehemiah believes was the God of heaven.
诗篇第十一篇第四节这样说。
Song, verse 11. Chapter 11, verse 4 says,
耶和华在他的圣殿里，耶和华的宝座在天上，他的慧眼察看世人。讲到耶和华的宝座是在天上。
From the verse we know that the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord is on his heavenly throne, he observes everyone on earth.His eyes examines them.
所以这里很清楚的，耶和华的宝座是在天上。
So the Lord is on his heavenly throne.
然后呢，诗篇一百零二篇十九节这样说。
So the Psalm 102.
Verse 19.
Verse 19.
因为他从至高的圣所垂看，耶和华从天向地观察。
The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven, he viewed the earth.
所以这里都给我们看到，这位神是高高在天的神。
So we learn that our Lord is the God of heaven.
如果你有机会到北京去，有一个很有名的景点叫做天坛。
So if you ever visit Beijing, there's a really popular sightseeing.
Called Heavenly Temple.
Called Heavenly Temple.
那这一个天坛呢？你进去的时候没有任何的一个偶像，没有任何一个神像。
So when you enter the Heavenly Temple, you don't see any statues of God.
据说是历代以来的皇帝每一年都会用一个时间来到这个天坛来祭拜这一位天上的神。
So the emperors in ancient China, they will come to this heavenly temple every year to worship the God from heaven.
很奇妙的，你进到天坛里面，它没有神像，没有偶像，却是有一个很明显的牌子在正中间。
But when you enter the temple, you don't see any statues, but you see a big sign.
那边写着“皇天上帝”。
And it says the God.
很奇妙的，就给我们看到有人就追说说，其实中国人很早以前就要认识这位天上的神，但是却认识不到。
So some people say that back in China, people were trying to learn about this God, but they failed.
感谢主，现在国内很多开放的时候。好多的人，包括高知识分子的人，都能够接触到基督教。
Praise the Lord that now we all know about this God, and many other people, they also get to know about Christianity.
如果你有机会到中国的时候，你就发现到现在信耶稣的人越来越多。
So if you go to China, you will notice that there are more and more Christians in China.
是神特别的恩典。
It is a blessing from God.
所以这位神不但是守约施慈爱，不但是在天上的神。第五节也告诉我们，他是大而可畏的神。
So our God is not only the God of heaven; He is also the great and awesome God.
大而可畏，这位神 因为他实行歧视，在出埃及记十五章第十一节也这样子说。
Our God is great because He has done many wonders.
出埃及记三十四章第十节说，这位大而可畏的神所做的事情，让所有的人感到可畏。
In Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, the verse tells us how what God has done make us feel that God is really awesome.
诗篇六十六篇第三到第五节给我们看到，这个大而可畏神所做的是世界上的人没有办法相比的。
Psalm chapter 66, verse 3-5 also tell us that what our God has done cannot be finished by any people on the ground.
所以你就发现到尼西米的祷告非常的宝贵，因为他认清楚他祷告的对象是谁。
So from Nehemiah's prayer, we learn that Nehemiah really knows who he's praying to.
你跟谁祷告，向谁祷告非常重要。
It is really important to know who we are praying to.
正如你有需要的时候，你找什么人也很重要。
Just like when we need help, we need to know the right people to look for help.
如果今天你有经济的需要的时候，你来找我潘牧师，我最多是为你祷告。
If you have some financial needs and you come to me, I can only pray for you.
有一次，有一个有需要的人，他遇到比尔盖茨。
And there's this person who needs help, and he met.
他刚好有经济的需要。
And he needs financial help.
结果怎么样呢？结果比尔盖茨太简单了，轻而易举的就帮助了他。
And Bill Gates just really easily helped that person who needs money.
弟兄姐妹，世界上的事情，你需要找世界上的人来帮忙。
And for our worldly things, we need to ask for people on this earth for help.
属天的事情，属灵的事情，你必须要找这位天父才有办法。
And if we need help with our spiritual life, we need to ask God for help.
更是呢，地上的事情，你找地上的人没有办法的时候，你也可以找这位属天的神。
And when you really need things and you cannot get the help from people, you can also ask God for help.
Amen.
Amen.
所以给我们看到这个祷告的对象很重要。
So it is really important to know who you are praying to.
因此你就看到尼西米的这个情怀，一方面他心里面很着急，这些人需要帮助，这个城墙需要被建造。
So we can see how urgent Nehemiah feels about the help that he needs for his own people and for building the wall.
但是他又没有办法，知道自己力量有限，所以呢，他来到这一位万神之神、万子之主的面前来祷告。
But he has really limited power, so he comes to God.
所以他祷告的第一件事情，先去承认这位神，先去宣告这位神。所以肯定这位神可以在他身上能够发起一个极大的作用。
So the first part of his prayer is to admit that our Lord is the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, and he can do anything.
我们的祷告很多时候一开始就，主啊，我需要这个，你帮助我。
And many times when we pray, we just start with what we need.
主啊，我需要那个，你帮助我。
God, I really need this. Please help me.
连跟这位神打个招呼都没有啊。
And we don't even say hi to God.
意思就是说，你先要认定这位神是大而可畏的，是守约的，是慈爱的，这个非常重要。
First, we need to know, we need to admit that our God is the Lord of heaven, the great and awesome God.
当你这样认定的时候，你的祷告就带着这位神给你的这个的应许和能力。
When you admit this before you are praying for your need, your prayer just has this power and promise from God.
我曾经遇过一些的人。
I've met this type of people.
他有一些的需要。
They have need.
有一次有一个生病的病人，看医生看来看去看不好，就来到教会请教会帮忙。
And there was this patient, and the doctors at the hospital cannot cure him, so he came to the church for help.
后来长话短说，透过祷告好了。
After we prayed for him, he was cured.
以后有人济南会这样子说。啊，他真的好了，奇怪，他怎么会好呢？医生都医不好，怎么会好呢？
And others wonder why would that happen? The doctors couldn't even do anything.
弟兄姐妹，你相不相信祷告啊？
Do you believe in praying?
你就发现到尼西米，他绝对相信，他百分百的相信，因为他知道他自己能力不能的时候，只有神能。
Nehemiah really believes in prayer.
所以他接下来从第六节到第十节，这个就是他祷告的内容。
So from verse 6 through 10, is the content of Nehemiah's prayer.
这祷告的内容，首先第一件事情就是认罪。
First is to admit the Nehemiah's sin.
很奇妙的，他怎么说呢？他说：“我与我父家都有罪了。”
Nehemiah confesses that the sins the Israel's.Including his father, himself and his fathers, he confessed all the things.
请问尼西米有什么罪啊？
What has he done wrong?
实际上，感觉真的自己没有什么罪的。
From the Bible, we don't see what Nehemiah has done.
是因为他的祖先做的不对，所以他受到这样的惩罚，被掳到巴比伦去。他是受害的。
It's not because what Nehemiah has done, but because his parents and grandparents' generation have done.
但是他怎么说呢？他说：“我与我父家都有罪了。”
But he still says, "I confess the sins we Israelis, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you."
他承认他的祖先所犯的罪跟他是分不开的。
He did not separate himself from the since that his father's family and grandfather's family has done.
今天当我们看到一个国家面对冲击的时候，面对许多的挑战的时候，
when we see our country is facing many challenges,
有人说，哎呀，这个就是得罪神了。
And we will say that must be the wrath from God.
但是我们从来不会想到我们自己本身也是有份于。
But we never confessed our own sins.
所以给我们看到说，他在神的面前谦卑的承认自己是有罪的。
So we can see that he confesses the sins before God.
因此我们看到说，在这样的一个情况里面，第二方面呢，给我们看到说，他做什么呢？他祈求。
And he also asked for God's help.
在第八、第九节告诉我们说，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说，我们若犯罪，你就把，我就把你们分散在万民中。但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里。将他们召集回来，带到我所拣选立为我名的居所。
Verse 8 to 9 says, Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
他承认自己有错。
He confessed his sins.
我们中国人也有一句话，人非圣贤，谁能无过呢？
And we also believe that everyone would make mistakes.
圣经给我们这样的一个应许，在约翰一书一章八到十节，他说：“我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪。”神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪， 洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
First John chapter 1 verse 8 through 10 says, If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his words is not in us.
是的，我们认罪的时候，神就会赦免我们，按照他的应许洗净我们一切的罪。
When we confess our sins, God will help us to purify us and cleanse all our sins away.
我不知道在我们当中有没有慕道友还没有信靠耶稣的。
Are there gospel friends among us today?
如果你觉得你是得罪了神，你是罪人的时候，今天特别是神给你的恩典，来到他的面前来认罪。
If you would like to confess your sins, today would be a great opportunity to come before God.
因为耶稣在十字架上的宝血要洗净你一切的罪污，让你能够过一个重新开始的一个新人的一个的生活。
Because Jesus has died for us in the cross, and then his blood would wash away all our sins.
你只需要来到主的面前，承认你是罪人，相信耶稣做你个人的救主，你这样子诚心的来祷告，你就能够得到主的救恩。
If you come before God, admit that you are a sinner, and you accept God as your Savior, and you will be saved.
尼西米给我们看到，他不但认罪，他也祈求。
We can learn from Nehemiah's prayer that he not only confessed, but he also asked God.
更是呢，他还代求，在第十节。
In verse 10, he also prayed for his people.
他围着他的百姓来祷告，他说：“这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。”
Nehemiah prays for his people. He says, "They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand."
请你注意，他说：“这都是你的仆人。”
He said that they are your servants.
谁是主的仆人？
Who are God's servants?
传道人是仆人。
The missionaries, they
对不对？
Are servants.
但是圣经说，其实我们都是神的仆人。
But the
Amen.
Amen.
彼得前书二章九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是使神是属神的子民。
In 1 Peter it says that we are all God's servants, we are the holy priest.
其实我们每一位的信徒在主的面前，我们的地位是非常尊贵、非常宝贵的。
Actually, before God, we are in this really great position. We are the holy priest for God.
而这个地位是神给我们的。
And God gives this position to us.
不是世界给我们的。
It is not given by this world.
世界给我们的地位，给我们的这些源头，当你不在那个位置上面，你就没有了。
The world will give us the positions, the titles, but when we are not in it, we don't have every good things associated with it.
学校所给你的博士，几年之后你就不是那个博士了，最多那五年。
And the university would give us degrees, the doctor's degrees, but when we graduated, we don't always have this honor with us.
如果五年之后你不继续的把在你的那一个方面继续的跟进的时候呢，你已经落后了。
If we don't keep up the good work from the degrees, we are.We will be behind others.
而且你要拿到这个学位的代价是很大的，啊，这拿到这个博士就是你的头脑都要完全的被损坏，所以叫做 PhD permanent head damage. D 弟兄姐妹，我们真的来到主的面前，主所给我们的是最美好的，阿们。所以我们看到尼西米，他不但对自己的同胞有那种情怀，他知道自己没有办法做，他透过祷告，最后他完全的顺服。第十一节。
So, Nehemiah prayed before God for his people, and in verse 11.
第十一节，圣经说，我请大家一起的来读第十一节，好不好？来，一二起。主啊，求你侧听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩，我是做酒证的。第十一节你要读一下。
Verse 11 says, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayers of this your servant and to the prayers of your servant who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king.
弟兄姐妹，尼西米是一个很平凡的人。
We learn from the Bible that Nehemiah comes from a common family and he's just a common person.
因为他信靠神，
But because he believes in God.
因为他来到神的面前认罪，
Because he confessed his sins before God.
围着他的百姓来祈求，
He prays for his people.
结果怎么样呢？结果我们看到他就完全的顺服下来。
And we see that he, after he prayed, he would do what God asked him to do, and he will carry on God's will.
以后的故事你回去看的时候，你发现到尼西米为神做了一个大事。
And if you continue to read the book of Nehemiah, you will realize that the Nehemiah has done a great thing for God.
他竟然在短短的52天把整个城墙建造起来。
Nehemiah led his people to finish restoring the wall in 52 days.
这个是在人类历史当中的一个壮举。
It was a miracle in our human history.
许多人去研究工商的时候，也在研究尼西米，怎么有这么大的一个能力，这样短的时间能够发动这么多人，把这样的一个庞大的一个的工程完成。
When people study construction, they wonder how Nehemiah.And his people finished this in such a short time period.
弟兄姐妹，只有一个原因。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's only one reason.
尼西米记第六章十六节。我请大家一起读。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verse 6.
来，一二起。我们一切仇敌，四围的外邦人，听见了便惧怕，愁斩不斩。因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。感谢主，这个工作完成是出乎谁啊？
神。
是出乎我们的神。今天我们来到主的面前，真的是要看到说，尼西米对他的同胞有这样的情怀。
Praise the Lord that today we can learn how Nehemiah has this passion and care for his own people.
他本来过一个高枕无忧的生活。
He has this great position that he didn't need to worry about anything.
但是他却放下一切，为的就是顺服神的带领，完成神在他身上的旨意。
But he gives those all up, and then all he wants to do is do what God wants him to do.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们都是神的仆人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are all God's servants.
神的仆人必须要听主人的差遣。
We should do what our Lord asks us to do.
今天你听到神的差遣吗？
Do you hear what God wants us to do today?
可能主要你在这个地方忠心的来服侍他，你就忠心的服侍他。
Maybe God wants you to serve faithfully in Him, in this church.
如果有一天主的呼声临到，要你离开这个地方，到另外一个地方去为主做美好的见证，你愿意顺服吗？
Maybe one day in your prayers, God asks you to leave this place and go to other places to do His work. Would you do it?
我们很多时候会告诉人家说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣他。
Many times in our prayers, we will say, God, I'm here, but please send other people.
巴不得我们跟主说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
But we really should say, I am here, please send me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
你带领我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you for today. We get to read what Nehemiah has done for his own people and his own country, Jerusalem. Lord, we pray that please tell us in our prayers what we should do and what is needed to be done in your kingdom. God, please help us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first before we look for our own needs. God, please help us. Please help us learn what Nehemiah has done for his own people, and please give us the same passion for our own people back in our own countries. And dear Lord, please give us time and energy to continue to serve in our own church. Lord, please help us, and please help our church to expand and be the blessings of this country, this city, West Lafayette. And thank you for this the message that this morning Pastor Paul sent us. And thank you for the people in our church and this great building. And thank you for your blessings. We pray this in your name. Amen.
大家起立，我们来唱回应诗歌《宣教的中国》。
有一种爱，像那夏虫拥长鸣，春蚕吐丝吐不尽。有一个声音催促要勇敢前行，圣灵在牵引到我的心，迈开步伐向耶路撒冷，风霜雪雨意志更坚定，我要传扬神的国度里，我带着使命向前走，要唤醒沉睡的中国，纵然流血的时候，我也永远不回头。我带着异象向前走，要看到宣教的中国，将福音传遍世界每个角落。夏虫拥长鸣，春蚕吐丝吐不尽。有一个声音催促我要勇敢前行，圣灵在牵引到我的心，迈开步伐。使命向前走，要唤醒沉睡的中国，纵然流血的时候，我也永远不回头。我带着异象向前走，要看到宣教的中国，将福音传遍世界。
unless we understand His love for us.
如果我们没有理解神对我们的爱，我们就没有办法理解别人对我们的爱和我们对别人的热情。
And so today, when we take communion, we're remembering that love.
今天在我们领圣餐的时候，让我们记得耶稣对我们的爱。
We're remembering that that love produces that passion for the people that God has placed around us.
让这份爱来影响我们，让我们对神在我们身边放的人也有同样的